Takeover Insights, the podcast by and with Judith Geis. Are you and your company affected by a takeover? Then you have come to the right place. Judith Geis is the expert on American takeovers in the German-speaking region. She shares valuable tips and tricks with you and shows you how to leverage this change for yourself and your company. This podcast is also for you if you want to take over a company in a German-speaking region. It's time to take the chance.
Team, without the employees, nothing moves. Every human being, and so every employee, counts, especially post-takeover. In my experience, employees often feel they have been forgotten in the hustle and bustle of the integration process. They feel unseen and unheard. More to the point, they have the impression they are merely pawns, obliged to play their part, not to cause friction and to keep today business running. They are demotivated, and poor communication is one of the main contributing factors. My projects have taught me that employees will commit themselves if they are involved in the processes. In my experience, their ideas will be among the best. They know their jobs and the procedures inside and out, and have a huge advantage over outsiders. They know exactly where improvements are necessary or where issues will arise when something different isn't done in double time. Collaboration between employees and outside experts. If you avail yourself of experts, chapter 9, introduce them to your employees before they start. Explain what tasks and challenges they are facing, but get your employees involved from the start, because outsiders don't know which devil is in what details. Their proposals might come with certain misgivings. This is why trust between outside experts and employees is so important. Only through open dialogue and only when objections are taken seriously will truly workable solutions arise. As the managing director or sub-project lead, you should not surrender the field to others and make decisions only while sitting at your desk. In no case should you give rise to the impression that you are relying entirely on experts. Always communicate with your employees. They will help you gain valuable insights, which will save you from certain problems and lead to improved outcomes. Feedback and support. When changes are being introduced, take employee feedback seriously. Even though developing a procedure requires significant time and effort, one should not forget that in the future, the employees will ultimately be the ones who spend their workdays with these procedures, and so their suggestions should be considered. At times, this will be uncomfortable and may even bring things to a halt, just when you have finally begun to make progress. In the end, however, investing the time to develop things right will pay off. Tip 26. Test runs are a must. Do not skip test runs. They will ensure two things: that procedures work before they are implemented and that they find acceptance in practice. In other words, you should plan for them. If a new procedure is at least as good as whatever it replaces, you can expect acceptance. You should also ask your employees what training they think they need to do their jobs moving forward. This question will help you address insecurities and anxieties and can help keep your employees from feeling overwhelmed. Compare chapter 2. If your employees come to feel overwhelmed, they might be liable to overreact, which is something no one wants or needs. Recognize contributions to the project's success. The disparity between the work groups and the employees responsible for the day-to-day business will grow if the employees don't receive enough information about the overall project and current sub-projects. The same holds true of sub-projects that do not directly concern their work. Why? Because if they don't receive enough information, they will see a contradiction. On the one hand, your employees are supposed to identify not only with their individual job, they are supposed to identify with the entire company. On the other hand, they will feel ill-informed about critical ongoing changes at the company. To avoid this dilemma, you should do two things. First, make sure that, as a matter of routine, every employee receives progress reports and information about the major and minor successes of every project. Second, make sure that everyone involved in every sub-project is given due recognition whenever the sub-project workgroup celebrates any progress it's made.
Master your daily work during the integration into an American parent company with the blueprint of a takeover. The book supports you with a clear system, many practical examples and tips. Learn more at www.thebridge-online.com. For sure, you will find also the link in the show notes.